is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, who traveled to Buenos Aires in these last weeks because of the spectacular success of a TV commentator and libertarian economist Javier Milei, the man with the Beatles haircut, the wonderful and extremely effective way of campaigning with a chainsaw, now president of Argentina, the third largest economy in the Americas. And, Professor, a very good day to you. I read you the Financial Times headlines in these hours. Javier Milei's sister wages his political battle in Argentina. Subhead, ex-baker holds keys to senior government roles, but growing prominence worries politicians and business leaders. This is a Financial Times exclusive profiling Karina Milei. Your travels to Buenos Aires help me understand that this is a very sophisticated and well-educated culture in Buenos Aires and throughout the states. Argentina is not a one-man band. It has many voices, and there are successful voices internationally. I read the comments to this article in the FT, and I see many people in Europe have thoughts about Argentina's success. You and I have talked about Javier Milei as a libertarian, and now we need to deal with the doubts that nepotism introduces whenever it's made a campaign issue. Chiefly, I want to go to the fact that Javier Milei does not have a strong base. His party is self-invented, and because of his success, one-man success, he does not have confidence that the legislature will follow his lead. This article about his sister suggests the legislature is already factionalizing, even in the small group that he has. Help me understand how politics works in Argentina. Is the legislature in charge? Does the presidency have extraordinary power with a sister who is prominent in political affairs? Is that a benefit or a hindrance to success for Javier Milei and the economy? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, certainly to your first point, Argentina has a strongly presidentialist system. And in some ways, that's been one of the things that's been the saving grace of Milei so far. For example, when despite his new Libertarian Party, Libertad Avanza, having almost no seats in either one of the houses, there is a condition in which the president can do an emergency decree if you get the vote of one of the houses of Congress, and it actually takes basically the votes of both houses of the Congress to override it. And indeed, there are many things that the president himself can decide to do without any action in Congress at all. For example, certain discretionary control of the voluntary portion of transfer payments to the provinces, which are enormously important. And so thus far, we've seen Milei basically implementing his agenda in terms of some of the monetary reforms, the shutdown of government ministries, really without a substantial ratification in Congress, although he has tried. But again, there's been nothing about Milei that's been traditional from his own past with his cloned dogs to his very unique personal style. And in many ways, after really generations of the Peronist political machine, kind of the Chicago-style party boss system being in control, Argentines were looking for something different. But certainly within that lack of a substantial base, one of the things that they found is that Milei himself has been a rather unusual private person. And part of that attribute is that he has a very close bond that apparently goes back to their difficult childhood with his sister, Karina. That has generated any number of whispers, largely by people who have felt that, she, by traveling with him, by being a bit of a gatekeeper, in some ways, denies the types of influence that the usual pundits and politicians and influencers are used to having. And so the gripe that, she doesn't have an elaborate professional background, she actually had her own cake business, that at one point in time, she used to read tarot cards, et cetera, et cetera. I think there are some, like the charismatic Hispanic vice president, Susana Villarreal, who has recognized that there is a bit of a tension there, but I think has dealt with it in a gracious way. Others not so gracious. But there are others who have substantial influence with Malay. For example, his cabinet chief, Nicolas Posse, is an extraordinarily influential figure. But you know, but certainly the risk is that, you know, is not as Malay succeeds, or if this is some way undemocratic, because traditionally, you know, presidents in the United States and really throughout the world have long had unduly influential personal you know, relationships as advisors. The risk begins that if things begin to unravel, if there are not you know, substantial signs that the economy is getting restarted, that the personal factor becomes one of those factors that causes Argentines to turn against the president. I don't think we're quite seeing that yet, although you know, this past week there were significant strikes by some of the unions who want to prevent labor reforms that Malay is pushing through. And previously there were also substantial student strikes. And so there are some causes for worry. And if things begin to turn sour for Malay, essentially his very strong relationship with his sister may be one of the things that people you'll pick on for that rallying cry. But at the very least, there's nothing to indicate that she's not also doing a pretty nice job of protecting her brother. And when you're surrounded by sharks, it's kind of nice to have somebody you can depend on.
I note that there's a tension in the comments of FT, very well-informed comments. FT edits their comments so they don't get a lot of unhappy remarks. That there's a tension to, no matter who Corina is, she's better than Kirchner, referring to the former president and vice president. And the question of nepotism apparently dominated the Kirchner time in office. The Kirchneristas might all be relatives, I don't know. And the allegation is that they enriched themselves for millions. So nepotism is an accepted style in Buenos Aires. It is not in the United States ever since the Kennedy experience of the 1960s. So I don't want to judge Argentina on the basis strictly of one version. But Evan, I'm noting that this response from the FT comes about the time you would expect the counterattacks on Malay. You said that he had 100 days. We're approaching, we might actually be at 100 days, or we're approaching 100 days. So Corina herself, yes, she's 52 years old, and she's a colorful figure who's apparently extremely private. Good for her. But the economy in general, is this is this article a product of the economy faltering? Can we tell? Is it still too early?
My sense, John, is it's not a product of the economy, but it could be a factor that in conjunction with the economy could spell basically the loss of faith of politicians with Malay. But I don't think that's happened yet. And also, I think it's important to distinguish, although there is bitterness against the Kirchners, who have basically created a political dynasty, first Nestor Kirchner, and then, of course, his wife, Cristina. The kind of resentment against, as you pointed out, the nepotism, the elitism, the style of Cristina, who especially for the center and right was a deeply offensive character. My sense is that the issues that people have with Corina has nothing to do with nepotism. I've never heard any suggestion that she is on the take. As a matter of fact, I suspect that many of the actors who would love to get that undue influence in presidential families, I'm sure that the Chinese would love to find an angle into Corina Malay's cake business. But I've not seen anything that suggests nepotism with Corina Malay. But again, I think there's a discomfort among the Argentine educated chattering class that you know, in a government you know, so important that somebody who is not like them could be so influential. But in terms of the economy, I think we're getting close to a certain point, and the numbers are actually showing well on the micro side. Inflation is set to be below 10%, which is an incredible achievement in 3 months, which has been largely accomplished by shutting down the government and cutting about 50,000 government jobs. What you haven't seen yet is a legal base. There is a accumulation of reserves. The currency seems to be actually trading close to the parallel blue market rate. So again, in the fiscal and financial signs, there are reasons of health. But what really is necessary is a sense that businesses are reopening, people are creating jobs, and things are for the people and for the everyday person are beginning to look up. And so I think that is the next step that still hasn't quite happened yet. And it may be that Malay, as an economist and not inherently as a politician, is not looking at the tone of people in the streets just yet. But I think that's what has to happen for people to continue to be content with Malay, with Karina, with the clone dogs and everything else. But if that does begin to happen, and it certainly could, that I think things could turn out also quite well for the Malays, and people will stop chattering quite so much about Karina, and she will become, you know, seen as a very positive figure in a very positive story.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Speaking of Argentina and Buenos Aires, we move immediately to a very positive-looking story from the U.S. Congress, of all places, about the Americas. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.